Hey, Blue Jays fans, welcome to the Morning Mash as part of the Birdwatching Gamecast. As always, I am Craig Borden with you here on weekday mornings, and unfortunately, after a rough weekend, the Toronto Blue Jays are still looking to figure things out, and this has not been fun to watch the last few days. So, just to rewind, after a comeback win in a Luke Maley showcase on Friday against Chris Sale, the Toronto Blue Jays have had a rough time getting everything going again. So, another loss on Saturday, and unfortunately, another loss yesterday. Mother's Day was not kind to the Blue Jays yesterday, as Joe Biagini took the mound and took the loss. 4 2/3 innings of work from him, 4 hits, 4 earned runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and I have to say, I was not impressed at all. I am getting over this whole infatuation that the Toronto Blue Jays brass has for having Joe Biagini as a starter. I liked it better when he was coming out of the bullpen and aired it out for an inning. I just don't know what's going on with him as far as how he can perform decently as a starter in the minor league level, and it does not translate over into the major league level. It was literally hard for me to watch at some points during this game yesterday, and he may have only gave up 4 earned runs, but this could have very easily been a lot more with a couple of the innings. He's weaseled out of one of the issues with a double play in the inning, but the bases were loaded. It was just hard and horrendous to watch. It's amazing that he allowed just 4 hits, but the 3 walks definitely did hurt him. But as far as the Blue Jays offense goes, it was pretty much stagnant for the majority of this game yesterday. Unless you jump forward right to the bottom of the 5th inning, and this is where the Blue Jays finally looked like they were going to get back into this one. Teoscar Hernandez led off the assault with a hard single up the line, Josh Donaldson followed with a single as well, so that put runners on first and second. Justin Smoke then doubled to drive in the set. Hernandez scored and Donaldson. So that really got the offense going, but it did not last. After a walk to Young versus Solarte, Russell Martin came in and drove in Justin Smoke on a first pitch single. So now you would think that with a couple of runners on that we had something going. Unfortunately, this rally was completely torpedoed by a Kendrys Morales double play ball. So what could have been even more in that inning turned into, finally ending the inning. They had scored 3 runs already with only allowing 1 out. Then all of a sudden, then the inning's over because Kendrys Morales can't run. So another guy that I'm really, really starting to wonder what options we could have is if we're having the control of Kendrys Morales. It's going to have a side of him bound on a decent and silly to me. I'm going to start thinking other options around these minutes. So that is the rest of the game for this one for the most part. John Acker got a shutout ball. Gaviglio had another great outing. He did allow a run, but 4 outs, allowing 1 run. Tyler Clipper, very impressive, and continues to be a key piece of the Toronto Blue Jays bullpen. If you take my vote, Alvaro Sosa, because of the industry league and all the other fun legalities that are surrounding the situation he is in, I think you got to be looking at Clipper for your close 2-3 ERA in the last 2 hits for 5 outs yesterday. So, great performance from Clipper. So, overall, the Blue Jays weekend was missed opportunities. Yesterday was definitely no short of that. Looking at this, it's a scoring base. It's not going to be if you can't come up with that timely hit. Russell had reasons to actually get it. His offense has been overlooked issues of Kendrys Morales' defense has been over on par. So, I was also very excited to have a position, just as we're watching, to RBIs. So, news before us fun. In exchange for bringing up, is back really well for the Bison, so that was a surprise move. To do that, also, there was a hard right. So that was a very shocking move as the Blue Jays are trying to shuffle this lineup around. and keep this roster card fresh and try to just figure out whatever kind of thing. Unfortunately, I think that you had to give me a 10 year round. I would think some self-forgetful, but maybe it's just temporary, just to move things around. Not sure. As of the second, it's an option back in my yet. I'm sure we will get it sometime during today's game. I think they just want to see this. They're trying to get in the game tonight with the Bulls. That would be the major league news. In minor leagues, you know, we got to talk about that every day, too. The Buffalo Bisons game was supposed to be up against the Red Sox. New Hampshire Fisher Cats had double dip, and I watched the game. Fisher Cats would end up beating the Harrisburg Senators 6-1. Pour of offense, top seven, just landing will match the Miles Dale. He said, 6 plus 1 is the Senators. And, Kevin Biggio, everybody, is doing that unique thing. He's making the leagues, especially for the New Hampshire Cats. He's having plenty of fun driving hit Vladimir Guerrero continuously. John Davis proving the layoff spot. Oshel Forrest, Cole, Richard, for two scores, and Biggio bringing him in. 2-4 would thrive, everybody. That includes a 2-run blast. The first. They opened up the Cats, and it just came from there. After a long lull, the offense kept rolling, but they put together, and they mentioned where they scored 4 runs, everybody. Kevin took one of those runs, but Max Pentecost with an RBI triple was the big run scorer in that thing. He drove in Kevin Biggio, and then Ramirez got off with a scored Max Pentecost. So, I have to mention it on the mound. Sean Reed Foley really has been. He struggled with his control at times, but it did not come back to bite. So that's very impressive from Sean Reed Foley. His next season, after having a rough outing, he still won ERA for the season so far. Hernandez closed things out in the 7th. So another strong outing from the New Hampshire Cats. They would end up splitting the doubleheader, though, with the loss game to near Swordsman as they took the loss. The offense apparently was off in the first game. Only 4 of the Senators' pitching staff. And the only RBI was driven by Biggio on a sacrifice fly to score Jonathan Dace. So, Biggio has the season. So, very solid outing for him one way or the other in this one. A base. Winning run for the Senators in the 7th. So, game for that one in the 2nd. Down to Dunedin. They did not play. They had the day off. It's up on Monday. Hopefully they will get the offense and everything going like they had. Pitching for the for the Lansing Lugnuts, they also had the off day. I am looking forward to this week. We'll be there as they take on the Dayton Dragons. And we'll go from there. I'm looking forward to having some first-hand Lugnuts. So, everybody, fun with the Blue Jays minor league system. All sorts of weird things going on with the major league lineup with all this talent. They're really shuffling everything around on this roster card at the major league level. And it's been very interesting to see. But it's been very hard to watch as they seem like they just can't find their footing to keep things consistent. We hope that they figure things out here soon. It almost just seems like they're lacking the spark to finally put all this stuff together. Whatever that spark may be, it could be the Vlad thing. It could be bringing up somebody else. It could be grabbing somebody off the waiver wire. Mark Reynolds joined the Nationals yesterday and hit 2 home runs. It could be something like that. Who knows? But this team, there's something about it that they're fun to watch, regardless of all this stuff is going on. I really think that they have a solid team. I just don't know what the heck that last igniter is going to be for this team to get everything going. And I really think that's what they're short right now. Somebody needs to lay a fire under their butt and we'll get things going. We've seen what this team could do early in the season, and I do not think that that was just a flash in the pan start to the season. I really think that was an accurate representation of what this team can do. I do not see us losing series like we've been doing. Yes, it's one thing to lose to the Yankees and whatnot and the Red Sox over the last week, but I feel like we might have ran into the Seattle Mariners in their first couple games where they were getting hot, but I don't think they're a good team or as good of a team as they played against us either. It was amazing to watch James Paxton, but I do not think that offense is quite as good as we saw. And it looks like they're going to be out of Robinson Cano for a little while as well. So all sorts of things going on in majors. I really think the Blue Jays do have a good team. And I think this is just the lull before the storm. What I hope they do is they figure out something in the next couple weeks here so they can get out a run. I do not want to see them on the tipping point of limbo around the trade deadline of going, hey, do we hold on to everybody or do we trade the guys that we can? And that would just be hard and horrifying to watch at that time of the season. I don't like the limbo because what if they make the, hey, you know what, let's push for the run in the playoffs and they hold on to everybody. Then we get nothing for the J-Haps, Marco Estradas, Donaldsons at the end of the season. That would just be even more heartbreaking. So anyways, this has been Craig Borden here with you on the Birdwatching Gamecast. Please make sure you drop us lines on Twitter. I am enjoying doing these every morning for you, and I'm getting great feedback thus far. We will keep doing it. Adam Corsair and I are working on the live show. We might have one coming for you very, very soon. We will get back to you and advertise the living heck out of that on Twitter. So please keep listening. We are enjoying it a lot. So once again, all of you, go Blue Jays, and let's hope they turn this thing around.